Yo, what's up? It's Greg Santos. Welcome to episode 484 of CEO Life. You are the CEO of your life, whether you want to be or not. Tonight is my last night here in Barcelona. I'm staying at a hostel, and it has not been the most awesome and ideal kind of place I'd like to be logistically. I would love to actually have my own place, and I will aim to book things where I'm not staying in a room with anywhere between 3 and 6 strangers in the room. There's alarms that go off on different times and it's all this other stuff. So I would strongly recommend not going the hostel route. But if you do want to travel and you want to live on a budget, hey, do a hostel. I mean, you meet some interesting people and the conversations, and it's crazy because I actually did my best to avoid conversation with people, and it just happened. So anyway, so it's so crazy because right now there's like so much that's going on. It's like, I don't really say this too much here on the podcast, but this is a reality of my life right now, which is, you know, I don't have much money, and I've been traveling for the last 9 months, and I've just been super resourceful. I've just been figuring things out as I go along, and it has been extremely stressful at times where I feel like I'm brought to my knees, and other times I feel like I'm on top of the world. And in the past couple weeks, it's like, okay, so it feels like I'm really hitting a amazing wave where I'm like on top of the world. And like, we got confirmation that this like very famous and successful billionaire, you know the name of this individual, has agreed to be a patron and support a project that I'm working on with Yasmina. We got invited to the first royal ball in the since the French Revolution at the Palace of Versailles, which, by the way, I don't know if you know this, during the French Revolution, the French beheaded their king, and they haven't had a monarch since. Isn't that crazy? I found that out like a couple days ago. And I like slept over like a billionaire's house a week and a half ago and had lunch with this individual. And then even like leading all the way to like yesterday, like this is a smaller thing, but still, like, by the way, all these are like, this stuff is like happening like for free, right? It's like, I didn't pay to get into this room and sleep over this billionaire. So it's not like a experience that I had to pay into. I got invited. The royal ball, like, this isn't something that I paid money at all to get into. I actually got invited for free. And then like the billionaire thing, like, I happen to know somebody, I'm actually working partnered up with somebody who is good friends with this individual, the billionaire, that was agreed to support the project that we're working on. And it's not like we offered X amount of money to pay this individual. And up to yesterday, like, I had got this free chiropractic session from someone that I met through a dinner, and he's a professional chiropractor, and I've been having nosebleeds since I was a kid. Don't know why, have no idea. Happens like maybe every 4 to 6 weeks. And he had made the decision, like, oh, you know, I'm happy to help you out, and I'm happy to help you for free. So I go over his place, and he does this whole thing on me, and we're gonna test and see if it works. And he feels like he knows the cause of that and why that is, and we seems like he wasn't too off in terms of his predictions as far as where my body is like aligned and all this stuff. Is crazy stuff. But it's like, okay, here I am getting all this stuff for free, and I'm like, oh, like, what the fuck, man? Like, how am I? I'm like, I'm making this happen. I'm fucking broke as fuck. And I call one of my mentors, right? One of my mentors also came from not the best beginnings, and he built himself to be someone really successful, really built himself up from scratch. And like, his mother went to prison several times, and forgot about his dad, but like, crazy stuff, crazy story, really made something of himself. And I asked him, I said, yo, I'm having this like success that's coming, and I don't really know how to deal with it, because like my entire life I've identified as the guy who struggles. I've always identified as the guy who doesn't have the, I won't say I've always identified, but it's not like I've ever had like the best things that life has to offer. And it's crazy because I feel like a lot of people look at me and they look at my story and they're like, oh my God, you had it so bad, you had it so rough. For me, I'm like, I don't really believe that. I feel like I was actually very fortunate growing up, you know, despite the domestic violence and despite the schools that I went to and the conditions of that school, because truth be told, like all of that just really feels normal to me. But I don't know, man. Like, if you think about it, like, do we really have it bad? Do we really have it? Like, we have running water, we have electricity. Like, I have the ability to breathe. I have the ability to walk. I have the ability to speak. I have clean water. I have food to eat every single day. I was born in the United States, so it's easy for me to travel. It's like, did I really have it difficult growing up? Like, I don't know. For me, I don't believe that story, but in terms of like, you really had it super, super hard. I guess so. I don't know. But anyway, I was talking to my mentor and I said, hey, how do I deal with this, man? Because I know there's a certain time where you started to see success in your life and you started to see things pick up. Like, I don't know, man. I'm kind of struggling here to kind of deal with this and make sense of this, because this is something that I've never experienced before in my life. And I can't turn to anybody in my family because nobody has gone through this. No one has any idea how to deal with this and how to, you know, talk to me about these kind of things. So I was talking to him and he goes, you know, Greg, you really haven't done anything until you have 100K in your bank account. Like, when you have 100K in your bank account, like, that's when you know you've made it. He said, make it to 100K, then you can start spending. And I really need to hear that, because I have almost taken a step off of, a step, like, kind of eased off the gas pedal and enjoying some of the fruits of my labor. But I feel like I need to stay, I don't say I need to, I want to stay grounded. I love to work and I love what I do, and I would love to maintain my work ethic that got me here, which brings me to my next thing, which is I went to lunch with these two seven-figure entrepreneurs, and one of them's business is doing like $8 million in revenue per year. I think he's like in his mid to late 30s. And I went, and there was another guy that we were with. He's 51. He's done several multi-million dollar deals, has a successful business doing over seven figures. And the younger of the two, he was talking about like reading, and he's just talking about the stuff that he's reading and the books he reads and how he has so much time to read. And the older one was saying, like, look, he was a bachelor. He didn't have any kids. Well, I don't know if he was a bachelor, but he didn't have any kids until he turned 45. So he's now 51 and he has four kids now. And he said, you don't realize this, but you have 5 hours a day that I don't have. I have to get up. I have to make sure my kids are fed. I have to make sure they're dressed. I have to make sure they brush their teeth. I have to make sure, you know, they take their showers and everybody's getting along and everything. And the first 2 hours of my day are all about my kids, spending time with my kids. Then he said, the last 2 hours of the day as well, like you know, maybe, yeah, whatever. 2 hours in the evening are dedicated to his kids as well, where they have to eat dinner and, you know, you're spending time with them, you're playing with them, and you're making sure they're taken care of and all this stuff. And you have the 2 hours with them, and then you have the final hour of the day, which is with his wife. So the last 30 to 60 minutes is conversation with the wife, hanging out, catching up, talking about the day. And then you add that up, that's a total of 5 hours. That's 5 hours every single day that he is, it's like everything, like, easy offloaded to that And I made me realize, like, man, like 5 hours a day that I have for myself, that I have free time with, it's like, wow, I didn't even realize that. I didn't even thought of that. And the younger guy, like, that was with us, he's like, man, I read all the time. Like, I'm always reading, always reading, always reading. That made me think, because, you know, I've been off of social media in terms of, like, not, I haven't been on it as much as I used to be. You know, I'm starting to develop a habit that I definitely want to prevent from becoming more of a issue, which is I will check Instagram on my desktop, and I'll check LinkedIn, or I'll check Facebook. So I'm getting back into these habits of still checking social media, and there'll be times where, like, I feel like I should be working, or no, there'll be times where I'm working, where I'm like on my laptop and I'm putting stuff together, and then I just, like, my brain just gets a little bored, and then I start, you know, going down this little rabbit hole. So instead, I'm like, wait, let me keep my book with me, my Kindle, actually. And when I find myself, like, going down these rabbit holes, then let me just pick up my book and let me just get some reading in instead. And that's one thing that I have not been super on top of. And I feel that the best readers and the, you know, most successful people, well, the best leaders are readers, right? Leaders are readers, but not all readers are leaders, but all leaders are readers. And I was like, man, like, that, like, I need to get back into reading more. And so I finished a book called Make No Small Plans by Elliot Bisno. I don't really know how to pronounce his name. And I'm currently reading Jack Canfield's Success Principles. And the very first principle was about taking full responsibility. And it was so crazy because I was at a startup event the last 2 days, and I was so tired, like unbelievably tired, like exhausted, because there's a lot that's been going on. And that's, you know, because of my choices in terms of, you know, deciding to go to sleep late, deciding to eat before I go to bed, you know, all these different things, all these choices that I made that put me in the position that I'm in. I found myself actually blaming circumstances. Like, well, I was in Norway for a week and I was going pretty hard in Norway. I wasn't really sleeping in Norway. Then I'm in Barcelona, then I'm doing this. And, like, I'm blaming everything except for myself. I'm blaming circumstances for why it is that I have ended up where I'm at, which is tired. And I'm like, man, like, it's so easy to want to offload responsibility from myself, and, like, offloading it to, like, all the circumstances, like, I'm tired or because of this and because of that. It's like, no, like, I'm tired because of the choices that I made leading up to this point. I'm tired because I decided to go to bed at 2 a.m. instead of 11 p.m. I'm tired because I didn't say no to go hang out. So instead I went to go hang out and had, like, a couple drinks. Like, I'm tired because the accumulation of all these things that piled up that lead me to where I'm at. It's not because I went to Norway is why I'm tired. It's like, I'm tired because of the choices I made. So it's like, I'm just really bringing myself back to the basics, bringing myself back to, all right, like, hey, remember what got you here? Now that we have stepped more to, like, the happy fulfillment side, and not using guilt and shame as a way to motivate myself to obtain something to make myself feel better about myself, let's take the newfound self-esteem that I feel, like, the how great I feel about myself, and now let's actually integrate that into the work ethic that I once had, like the always willing to learn and willing to read. And one thing that I'm working through, really, like, it's just so much so, is, like, it's weird because I get, like, when I get feedback from people, I'm always like, I'm like, okay, I love feedback. I accept feedback. But for some reason, it's like, sometimes when I get feedback from my business partner, it's like, I get, like, irritated and I get annoyed and I get, like, triggered. So I'm like working through myself, like, okay, like, why is this? Why is it that I feel this way when this happens? And most of all, it's like me taking full responsibility for my emotions, because it's something that I'm doing, this way that I'm interpreting this situation when she gives me feedback, which is causing me to react this way, because I don't feel this way when I get this from other people. So I am the person who decides how I feel and how I react to things. And like, nobody has the agency, the power to make me feel a certain way other than myself. Does that make sense? So right now I'm working through, like, okay, like, how can I reframe this in my mind when I get this feedback, or when this happens, or something like that. And I just want to be fully transparent here. You know, it's not like this journey is not perfect. This journey is very difficult. You know, I slip, and I can be self-sabotaging, I can be self-destructing, I can be a liability at times. Sometimes I could be too wild, and sometimes it's not the best. It's not the best thing that I should do. So despite the amazing results that I've been able to produce in my life, at the same time, it's like, I'm a human being. I'm not perfect. I struggle. I'm working through emotional challenges. I'm working through trauma. I'm working through just basic stuff over and over and over again, and working to get my work ethic back again, and working to me feeling good about the output of work that I put in per day, because it hasn't been as great as it has been previously before. And I've been thinking about rehiring my therapist that I used to see maybe a little bit under a year ago. And I definitely think that would be helpful. It's like, I'm trying to think about expenses and all that stuff, but that's life, you know. Like, I could easily come on here and say, like, this is going well, this is going well, this is going well. I'm traveling the world, I'm meeting these people, I'm going on these dates, and I'm seeing this, and this is happening, and all that, and, like, you know, you can do it, and rah, 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 and like, man, like, this is where I come from. It's like, even while accomplishing a lot, it's like, you see stuff on Instagram, you see the pictures that I put up, and the posts that I put, the stories that I tell, and all that stuff. And it's easy to project this perfect lifestyle on me, right? Like, I'm this tall, handsome black man with curly hair who looks like some kind of exotic tropical motherfucker that you'll see, like, on the beach of Hawaii, and have, like, this really cool life. Like, I'm able to tell stories well, and I'm all this shit, but, like, man, my life is far from perfect. I live a really great life in terms of, like, what I've been able to build, but I just feel like it's easy for me to slip. And I've been losing sight of the success principles, and I've been eating unhealthy. Probably this week, man, I probably had McDonald's like 4 or 5 times, because it's a 90-second walk, like a 2-minute walk from my room. And I was like, I had McDonald's for lunch today, and I was thinking about having McDonald's for dinner. So yeah, we got some awesome opportunities coming up, but it's just like, hey, you know, there's things that I'm thinking about: getting back to the basics, getting back into reading, making sure my sleep is on point, making sure I'm not eating too late into the night, and really taking care of myself, so I can just maintain maximum amount of focus and continue to be successful, so I can get to that 100K in the bank. And not only just that, man, like, we have so much other stuff going on that's been awesome. I can go over all the wins and stuff, but, you know, like, here's the final lesson here, right? Because here's why I think I get all this free shit. This is like the truth here. There's several factors. Okay, one of the factors is, I believe I get a lot of free shit because I'm young. Okay, I'm young, I'm ambitious, and that's one thing. I'm a young entrepreneur. Naturally, successful people are gonna come out of the woodworks to help young entrepreneurs. That's just a fact. Like, just the fact that I'm young and entrepreneur. I think that's one reason why I get opportunities. Okay, but I think the second reason, which is probably the most important reason, more so than me being young and entrepreneur, because I can't control that, right? I can't control the fact that I'm a young man. I just happen to be young right now. That's not something I've worked on. That's just like the default state, okay? And if you aren't young, here's what else has been very helpful for me to make the connections that I want. And that's just my story. You know, I probably every single person I speak to, I tell my story. Like, it's not long. Maybe within maybe like the first 5 to 10 minutes of meeting me, you will likely hear my story. You know, and I'll brush over. I say, well, you know, my came from a household hot domestic violence. My dad went to prison 4 times. Mom didn't graduate from high school. Favorite uncle used to snort cocaine in my living room growing up. And then I tell the story. It takes about 2 to 3 minutes. Now, here's an important part of the story that draws people to me, because it's not the fact that I came from fucking shit in people's minds, because again, to relay back from the earlier of this podcast where I'm like, I don't really feel like I came from shit. I feel like I lived an okay life, like leading up to now. Like, and yeah, there's been some struggles, especially in my adult life, but like, I just felt like the shit that I was going through before was just totally normal. But here's what brings people to you the most. And it's this, it's one word. And that's struggle. And that's what every single human being on this planet Earth has in common, is struggle. We all struggle one way or another. Now, we have different struggles, okay? But if you can formulate your story, and this is how powerful stories are. The entertainment industry, I actually did a Google search. I don't know how true this is. You know, it's on the internet, but you know, maybe you can do some more research and the number might be less, but the entertainment industry is worth, I think it said, $38.6 billion. And do you know what the entertainment industry is? Do you think it's just like facts and dryness and resume? Nah, man. Fucking entertainment industry is a fucking story. It's like all about fucking stories. It's like story, 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 story. Like fucking, why would anybody spend hundreds of millions of dollars on like big ass sci-fi films to produce something like extremely incredible? Just like of course they spend that because they know they're gonna get their money back, right? Or at least they're hedging on the fact that they can get their money back. And like the entertainment, that's why actors get paid so much and all this stuff. Like, people fucking love stories. People want to listen to stories. People love and crave stories. That's why people watch the same movie over and over and over again. That's why people love Netflix. That's why people love Hulu. That's why people love Amazon Prime. And that's why, you know, like, people bond over things, like, because they bond over a common story that they love. And if you can get good at telling your story, it doesn't have to be this crazy, crazy ass story. Get good at telling your fucking struggle. What the fuck did you struggle with? And paint that fucking picture. Bring us there. Like, showcase that and do it within 2 to 3 minutes. Talk about how you struggled, how you overcame, and why that ties into what you're doing now. If you can do those three things in 3 minutes or so, 3 to 5 minutes, 5 minutes max, I guarantee you make way more connections than you can possibly even deal with sometimes. Like, my network is just so fucking vast. It's tough for me to sometimes even be able to maintain it. And it's only going to increase with just the people that I'm around and the more people I'm meeting, which is awesome. I'm really grateful for it. And I should have some kind of system in place in terms of being able to keep track of everybody and also stay consistent with reaching out. But that's it. It's the fact that I can tell a story that brings people in, that brings relatability, that brings in some kind of innate thing in human beings to want to help. And I'll tell this one last thing, okay? I know I said one last thing before this, but it just came to my mind. I've been at a startup event for the last 2 days, and I'm sitting down, and I'm writing something down, because like, I've been working through this fucking problem in my head. I'm writing my notebook. I'm trying to figure out how the fuck to fucking solve this problem. And I'm like in the auditorium. I'm by myself. Like, it's an empty auditorium. Like, people are on their lunch break. And I'm just like by myself trying to figure this out. And there's this African man who's like comes up behind me. He's like, hello. And I'm like, oh, what's up, man? I thought he was like an usher for the event, to be honest with you. But he wasn't. He's an attendee. And then he like signals he's going to come around and start talking to me. I'm like, oh my fucking God. Are you serious? Like, I do not want to fucking talk to this guy right now. I'm trying to figure out how to solve this challenge. So he sits down, and then like my focus is split because I'm trying to figure out how to solve this challenge, and I'm like listening to him, and I'm like, I don't want him to be here. Like, how long is he gonna be here? And then he says something that completely makes me forget about the challenge I'm attempting to solve. I'm completely immersed in his world, and I find myself looking for ways to be able to contribute to this man, and I feel so energized looking for ways to help him out. He tells me he is from a country called Malawi. It's the fourth poorest country in the world, but it's number one, one of the top in terms of community. They get a lot of tourists that come every year because of how primal and tribal it is. He goes, "We don't have lunch or dinner, but we have the mangoes from the trees." He says that, $200 can last him 3 months, and he'll be living good off of $200. He said to get to Europe, he came to Europe for this event. Okay, he lives in Malawi. He had to apply for a visa, and then he had to travel 40 hours by bus to get to South Africa for an interview so he can speak to somebody to see if he can get approved for a visa, flew back to his country, waited 14 days for the final approval of whether or not he's going to come to Europe or not. When he got approved for his visa is 20 days. 2-0. When I met him, it was a second day in Europe. It was a first time he ever left Africa in his life. And he's 32 years old. And he lives in a small village where there's, when he said that he's coming to Europe, people were rolling on the floor, crying and praying because they were terrified that he was going to this foreign country that they knew nothing about. That is where he's like an entrepreneur. He's working to build himself up. He's like reading and he's doing all this stuff. He's like trying to make something for himself. And I'm like, what the fuck? How the fuck can I help this man out? What resources that I have that I can provide him with that'll make his journey a lot easier? What kind of connections can I make in relation with his goals? And I just felt so energized looking to try to help him out the best way that I can. And that's because he just told me a story. I sat, I listened, I asked questions. I said, "You have an unbelievable story, man. I am totally rooting for you. You have the ingredients to really make something of yourself." And yeah, we're going to see what happens. So if you can figure out a way to tell your fucking story, it doesn't have to be this crazy fourth poorest country. Just like tell your fucking struggle and get into the right environments, whether that be paying for fucking events, going on meetup, looking up entrepreneur events, like whatever the fuck you can, figure out a way to get around the right people, figure out a way to tell your story and watch your network flourish. With that being said, if you got a lot of value from this, just tag me on Instagram and share it with a friend. All right, peace.